Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch Podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Hello.
And this might be our shortest pod we've ever done about one movie, because we're talking about Pig.
We watched Pig, the end.
Okay, goodbye.
So I'll read the synopsis. It is a truffle hunter who lives alone in the Oregonian wilderness, that's a word, must return to his past in Portland in search of his beloved foraging pig after she's kidnapped. And it's directed by Michael Sarnowski. And starring Nicolas Cage and Alex Wolff, who is everywhere.
We are an Alex Wolff completion podcast.
It really is.
We've done every Alex Wolff movie.
We've done Hereditary. We did Old recently.
I'm going to look it up. Oh, he's been in 34 things. So we definitely haven't watched everything he's been in.
He's in Jumanji. We haven't done that, but everyone's seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't seen Jumanji.
Oh, come on.
I haven't. I
it's way better than it has any right to be. I will say that.
I feel like we've seen Alex Wolff's big movies other than Jumanji.
Yeah.
Is that he's mostly in those. But anyway, do you want to start with Pig? I'll let you start because you told me you had so much to say about this.
I don't know. Okay, so I watched the Billie Eilish doc the day before I watched Pig, and they're very different paces. I was watching it and I was like, I liked Nicolas Cage in it in that he doesn't really feel like Nicolas Cage. Like, he feels very toned down and doesn't do the whole Nick Cage thing, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. For a while, yeah, I feel like the Nick Cage that's in this and the Nick Cage that's in Bringing Out the Dead just feels like a different person than the one that's in half the other, like, classic Nick Cage movies. You know what I mean?
Well, what he's known for.
Yeah. Yeah. I am wondering, though, do you think he's going to, like, continue to do this kind of thing?
I think – oh, also, he's a producer on this film. I think from what I have heard, I don't know how true this is, but Nicolas Cage had money issues, like got super famous in the 90s, made a bunch of money and also spent that money. So I also think he enjoys working because he loves acting. So he acts a lot. And I think he acts in a bunch of stuff that isn't that good. And he is probably aware that it's not that good. So he does his best, but it's like, this is for a paycheck job.
Yeah.
And I think in movies like this and in Mandy and in other stuff where it's more requires more range and he like legitimately, I don't know, he's a producer on this film. So I'm assuming he's a little more invested with this movie that he has these performances in him that are very quiet and he can do a lot of different things. I also think he needs a strong director to like channel that a little bit for him. It's like, and we've all watched terrible Nick Cage movies where you're like, he's acting all over the place and kind of being loud and wacky. And it's like, is this the right thing? And then he'll do movies like this. I don't know if you've seen Mandy.
I haven't. No.
Okay.
But I know it's much more along this side of things.
Till a point, and then it changes. I do think he's a very talented actor. I think he gets a lot of shit that he doesn't deserve to get. Because he can act if he really wants to.
Well, I think part of what it is like, you're right, he had money issues. And I think he also, I don't know if he still does, but for a while he was having some substance abuse issues.
He was. He has gone through.
So addiction. I think there are the get the paycheck rules where he's like, all right, you want Nick Cage? I'll be Nick Cage. I don't really have any stake in this project, but I'll do the yelly thing that you want me to do. And then I'll take my paycheck and go home. You know?
He also, I think, is very smart at, since he's been famous for so long of his life that he knows in a role like this he can bring a lot of his like personal baggage with it, right? It's like, we see this man, he knows we're only going to see Nick Cage. So the director and him are good at weaponizing our knowledge of that for this character, is that he doesn't disappear into the role. But there are also moments where it's like,
he really embodies the role, though.
Yeah, he does. He really embodies the role. But it's like, again, it's like, we since we know so much about his life personally, it's hard not to see that when this character does certain things, right? It's like you said, we know he had substance abuse issues. We know this man is, the character he's playing is like a man who is essentially given up on life. So it's, I imagine he pulls a lot from his own life. I think he's really good in this movie. I think he's way better than the movie, personally.
I think he is good in movies that aren't meant to be like a big hit. Like this one, you know, it's only ever going to be an indie darling. It's never going to be a blockbuster hit, right? And I think those are the movies where he's actually allowed to act the way he wants to act.
I just think he is an actor who has a ton of range, who also mm-hmm. just likes working and likes to, and says yes to a lot of stuff he probably shouldn't say yes to.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, you know how there's like the McConaissance?
Are we going to have a Cage-a-sance?
Well, I was thinking it was the Nick-conaissance, but yeah.
Oh, damn it. I hope so at some point, but does he want that?
I mean, the fact that he has done a few projects as of late, like this one and Mandy and stuff, where he seems to be getting to play the roles that he wants to play, I'm thinking like maybe, yeah.
Or maybe he likes doing one of these and he's like, now I want to go do a really dumb B movie where I can just scream.
One for you and one for me, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of actors do that.
Yeah, I would like to see a Nick Cage-a-sance. Because I do think he is very talented, and I would love to see him in a bigger, more meaty role than this one of like mm-hmm. really like, or McConaughey did, like maybe he does like an HBO show or something, and mm-hmm. he allows him to do more mainstream movies, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mainstream art films, I guess, is what I kind of want it to end on. Is like I kind of want him to do stuff like Pig a lot, but mm-hmm. I also want those movies to be seen more.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels to me, and I know you're gonna hate this, but doesn't it seem like to me is that Nick Cage is like the perfect A24 actor?
Yeah, I don't dislike A24. I actually really like a lot of A24 stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
And then there's
sure.
certain ones
sure.
that I'm
just,
like,
just
oh,
lie
God.
To everybody. Just keep lying. That's fine.
No, there is certain A24 stuff that I'm like, oh, that's really great. But then like A24 almost became like, I don't know, a spoof of itself at a point, you know?
I mean, this is very A24 like.
Yeah. Well, it's not as glam as a lot of A24 stuff is. It's like, it's very like A24 is like the sexy vampire of the film world in my brain. Everything's polished and weird and like dangerous but glamorous. That's how A24 feels to me.
Yes. I don't disagree. I mean, this movie shot like an A24 film. It has the artsy Wolf brother, Alex Wolf, who I guess Carol and I just watch every single one of his movies. That's just what we do. And then it's about it's like a one word movie title, and it's kind of like what's this about? And then my assumption going into this is that this was going to be like Pig Wick.
That's what I thought too. I thought it was like, you stole his pig, he's going to kill everybody. I was hoping for that. It was not that.
Also, the pig's great. I love the pig.
The pig is a sexy pig, man.
Pig is wonderful, but the movie's not about that at all. It's about like one man's, like, why did it, like one man's journey to get something back that he wanted, and it's like why. Mm-hmm. Is he living out in the woods, and who are these other people in his life, and why do people end up like this? And it's like, you see all of the different ways. It's not a happy movie. It's like Nick Cage or Rob is one way life goes. And then Alex Wolf's dad is like another version of mm-hmm. what happens when grief hits you and the effects that it has on children
mm-hmm.
and everything. And it's more about that. It's very quiet, and there's not a ton of dialogue in this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt more meditative to me, and more also, I appreciated they didn't give us a happy ending and
yes,
like resolution.
I really liked the style, and I really liked what it was about. I did also find the plot, and this is strange because there wasn't a whole lot of it, but like a bit hard to follow.
They don't explain anything to you.
No, exactly. And like sometimes that really works. Sometimes it doesn't. Like I found that normally when they don't explain a whole lot to you, it's a world that makes sense to you. But this whole stealing pigs, murdering pigs, kidnapping people, that world is not real to me, at least. Like, you know, like this where the son can't go to the guy's restaurant and the guy's kind of threatening lives and stuff like that. Like that's not a familiar world to me. So there were points where I was like, where I wasn't like fully buying into it, I guess.
Yep, I agree. I feel the same way, is that, but they'd have these huge conversation scenes
mm-hmm.
And that would be very engaging and very well acted. And they'd have about 10 to 15 minutes of just like them going to the next place, or more of like a mood thing. and it kind of like lull you down again up mm-hmm. to like another conversation. You know, the conversation, with the exception of the one in the restaurant, most of them are very short mm-hmm. because it, I feel like it wants to play like realistic conversations, right? As being like, a lot of the time when people are dealing with this stuff, it's internalized, right? It's like they don't have the blow up and they don't say it to other people, to strangers essentially. But then, with the exception of the scene in the restaurant where I thought that actor I'd never seen before who plays the chef, I thought he did a really good job. I was like, this is incredible acting from a man I've never seen before. And I was like, this man's obviously acted a lot because this is very well done. And it just kind of does that. And I don't know how this, for me, this movie doesn't flow very well. It kind of like
stops and starts.
And it's like, okay, we need to go places, or it's like very quick character jumps that we don't entirely see. Mm-hmm. And then one scene that didn't work for me at all was when he goes to the bakery and talks to his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his daughter?
I don't know. that point I was just confused.
Yeah, daughter or somebody, family, very important family friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And when he was, when his wife and him were still together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have that scene, and it's
not
like
daughter. I didn't feel like it was the daughter.
I didn't feel like it was the daughter either. But the camera is like placed in a top corner, and it's like we don't even see her face close up, and it's like mm-hmm. very withdrawn and pulled out. I was like, that just didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a choice, and just didn't happen for me. And then I was also like, with the Alex Wolff character, it's like obviously like the reveal is that it's his dad and everything, and I was like, okay, are we gonna have like expecting like a father son like blow up fight, or is like Alex was gonna like help and turn on his father and like learn everything? And it's not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much more of like he just has a bad relationship with him, and mm-hmm. he wants it to be better, but he doesn't really know how because his dad is completely withdrawn.
Yeah.
And I don't, that kind of worked for me. It didn't. Also, there was a bit of dialogue that is ridiculous that kind of pulled me out at the movie, and I was like, this is the most Nick Cage line of dialogue I've ever heard in my life.
Which bit?
I remember every person I've ever made a meal for. And I was like,
yeah,
oh boy.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I was like, wow, your superpower is cooking. Okay, so this movie's kind of messy, but ultimately I enjoyed it, but it's a little forgettable for me, but very good performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with all of that. Better than I thought it would be, because, like, I mean, I really didn't know anything about this movie going into it, right?
No, it's not. The poster and the trailer do not market this movie for what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely think it's going to be, like, a revenge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, it's glad to see that Alex Wolff can play a convincing six-year-old and then a convincing trust fund baby.
Alex Wolff is very talented.
He is. It's so weird to me that his brother went the route of being in like big Hollywood movies initially as like YA adaptions.
Well, because they were the Naked Brothers Band, weren't they?
They were. But then Alex Wolff is like, I'm only going to do like small art films.
He's in a lot of big art films though. Like he's in like the horror ones, and he's in Jumanji. Like he's in everything. His brother, I don't even know if his brother acts still.
Yeah, I think so. Well, to be fair, the Alex Wolff, like, when they made Hereditary, it wasn't going to, like, they didn't, had no idea it was going to be that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it was going to blow up. Let me look up Nat Wolff.
Oh, yeah. He was the one who was in, like, Paper Towns and Palo Alto and stuff.
Yes, that's who Nat Wolff is. Mm-hmm. Nat Wolff was also in The Stand, the Stephen King adaptation. Mm-hmm. He has done smaller movies recently, but it definitely felt like it was like, oh, is he going to be a thing? And then he was very quickly, like, not a thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was in Death Note, which is terrible. But it's still weird to me that my first introduction to the Wolf Brothers with Nat Wolff, and I was like not a fan, honestly. And then now Alex Wolff has been in like one movie I adore, Hereditary, and then two movies that I think are messy but good, and he is good in all of them.
Have you seen Tiger King?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you know how they're making a Joe Exotic TV series?
I thought that got canceled. I mean, there's
a
season 2 of Tiger King coming out soon.
Yeah, but I feel like they were making a Joe Exotic TV series at one point with like a whole whack load of famous people tied to it.
Okay, who's Alex Wolff playing?
No one. Nat Wolff is Travis, the husband of Joe Exotic.
Isn't Nicolas Cage playing Joe Exotic?
Not in this version. It's John Cameron Mitchell.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe there'll be a time in our lives when both Wolf brothers are nominated for Best Actor or something. Or maybe this will be the next Ari Aster film. Is he'll just have Nat Wolff and people are being like, wait, is this Alex? Who knows? As you can see, we don't have a lot to say about Pig. So you can find me at James Willicks everywhere on the internet, except on Twitter, where the O is a zero. And you can find Carolyn
at CarolynDunk93 on everything.
Carolyn?
Yes.
We also have an email. It's at letspotpod@gmail.com. You can send us an email there. But did you eat pig after this movie?
I watched this movie yesterday, so no, not yet.
Ooh, are you going to have
no bacon for breakfast?